A Thorough Education by Violet Gray. Francesca pursed her lips and inhaled through her nose. She filled her pen in between her fingers, trying to focus on her notes and the presentation in front of her, not the handsome man teaching it. Matteo led the seminar as he usually did, eloquently listing his points, gesturing over the interactive whiteboard. He exuded a laid-back confidence over the small class that made him approachable and respected among his peers, something Francesca had always admired in people, and something that tore at her resolve right now. She cursed herself inwardly as Matteo wrapped up the seminar with his usual charming grin, a mature student with a crush on a lecturer? Yeah, real mature Francesca. Real bloody mature. Okay, guys, I'll see you on Monday, he smiled. Quickly, she slipped her notebook into a bag and stood up. Francesca? A nervous jolt shot through her stomach, and she looked up at him. She took his coffee brown eyes and rustic skin in, his head of full onyx hair and trimmed beard. The blue jeans and white t-shirt fit him beautifully. The top button undone and the sleeves rolled halfway up his forearms, she gave a slight smile of acknowledgement, attempting to look normal. Her attraction had grown so that at times she could barely look at him. Yes, she answered. Could I speak with you for a moment? He asked, polite yet with a firmness that she didn't want to question. When the other students filed out, he closed the door. The air was thick. Francesca lowered her bag to the floor and leaned against the desk. Opposite Matteo. So, Francesca said, what can I do for you? Matteo had folded his arms and looked at her contemplatively, silence, when she saw the cogs turning in his eyes with every second that passed, the more a dark panic swirled in Francesca's belly. Have I done something wrong? She offered. If she was going to get a chastising, she'd rather get it over with and done. But Matteo's dark brows merely furrowed, and he shook his head. What? No, nothing like that, he huffed in a breathless laugh. In fact, quite the opposite. I read your latest chapter, and I have to say, I'm very impressed. Francesca's eyes widened. Matteo had kindly agreed to read some of the novel she was working on. He was an experienced writer, intelligent, and frankly, the only person she could trust to give an honest opinion without poking fun at her, writing for medieval romance. Are you sure? She asked. Very, he said. Francesca felt her stomach flip. The part when Lady Eliza had to give her baby over to the father's family. You nearly made a grown man cry. He chuckled, and Francesca couldn't help but laugh along with him. That down-to-earth nature was what she liked about him most. She was certain that he could see the flush bubbling in her cheeks, but prayed that he hadn't. Thank you. Shyly, she returned her eyes down to the carpet. I'm happy you liked it. There is one thing, though. Francesca's ears perked up. Oh? I love the scene between Lady Eliza and Jacob, the stableman. Matteo casually ran his hand over his beard, tucking his other hand into his jean pocket. I feel it needs more passion. Now it was Francesca's turn to furrow her brows. What did you have in mind exactly? She asked. There's so much electricity between them. Matteo held her gaze as he took a step toward her. That when they do share that moment, I feel it needs to be more, explosive. He was so close, mere inches from her. Francesca could feel the warmth radiate from his chest. Her entire body stiffened. She was so close she could see the gold tint in his eyes and the slight salt and pepper flecks in his beard. All she had to do was reach out and touch him. They stayed there for what seemed like a lifetime. When he gently brushed a stray lock of hair from behind her ear, she couldn't contain the sharp breath that filled her lungs. His gaze softened. I feel the same, Francesca, he murmured with a little smile. I always have. All the breath in Francesca's lungs left her. You have? Her words barely rose above a whisper. Matteo inched ever closer, stroking his hand tenderly through her hair to rest on her hip. Yes. His forehead touched hers. She felt the magnetic touch of his thumb stroke against her lip before his lips pressed against hers. Matteo's lips were soft against hers, gentle, yet burning with a passion. She had ached for more of it. She cupped his strong jaw with both her hands, deepening their kiss, feeling his big arms snake around her waist and pulling him smack against his body. Their hands roamed as their kisses grew more urgent, more fraught. Hers through his soft hair, his splaying across her back, moving down to her buttocks with a strong squeeze. Francesca gasped against his lips, feeling his arousal pressing into her. Together they grappled at his shirt and throwing it to the floor. Matteo branded her skin with his lips when he grabbed her hips and hoisted her onto the table. He prowled up her skirt, pulling it above her hips, while she hurriedly unbuckled his belt and yanking down his jeans. She felt the buttons of her shirt loosen, the cups of her bra tugging down, and she bit down hard on her lip, fighting to hold back a groan in her throat as Matteo's lips clamped around her nipples, flicking his tongue skillfully back and forth. Hermosa. He spread her legs apart with his thighs, pushing her underwear to the side and then sinking immediately deep inside her. Francesca melted against his body as he took her hard on the desk. Every stroke sent her mind into a whirlwind, shuddering blissfully as he hushed the romantic words in her ear. Matteo's dominance over her sizzled under her skin. He reveled in her hooded eyes, those blushing cheeks and her full breasts crushing against his chest as he guided her hips into his. Dios, He wanted her for so long. He was going to make sure that she knew it. Te quiero, carita. Te quiero. Francesca's hips bowed. She clung to his broad shoulders, muffling her climax against his chest. Oh God, she cried. His climax soon followed, ringing harsh, gated shouts in her neck and collapsing on top of her. And when their breath steadied, Francesca cradled his head in her hands. I shall write that, she giggled. And Matteo giggled down at her. Sì, hermosa. He kissed her softly. Just like that.